Okay, he must be a fascinating person.
He's a cool guy.
Okay, so we're getting not a new sugya, but almost a new half of the sugya, in the sense that we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about what Kavush Kavushal is, what Kavush Kavushal is not, how much is it like Kavushal, how much is it similar in terms of characteristics, but actually Bishal, how that impacts in terms of Bliyas, it impacts in terms of Shabbos, and Bos Becholov, Kom Pesach, Bishal Bechama, all the above. That was the theme of pretty much of yesterday. But now we move on to a comment that appears in the Ramah, it actually has an earlier source already back from the Mishnayim, that it is clear as day from that Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Mandala that there is a fundamental difference no matter what the lumbus is. There is definitely a difference between how Kavush Kavushal plays out in terms of Bas Becholov and how it plays out in terms of Shari Surim. In terms of Shari Surim, so it's very much a Dera Isa. There's no question that we have a piece of Chazir that's being covered together with some kind of a kosher liquid or vice versa, that you are going to create a problem of Blias on a level of Dera Isa. We cannot hide behind Tzadim and Tzadim HaDacha because there's clearly a transmitting of Tav, and there's no question about it. Right out of the Gemara, that's the Gemara Torah. Nevertheless, it falls short in terms of Bas Mechal to create a Bas Mechal problem with Dera Isa. Again, for whatever reason, it is called a Maisa Bishol. Not called a Maisa Bishol. Whatever all the laws are together. But that difference is absolutely clear that by Shari Surim Raisa, that's the Chavali Terumah. That distinction, in Lomdus, now translates to a distinction of Maisa. So there are more quotes in the beginning of Simon Kofay, that what would the din be if you have a situation of a Sufik Kavush? We're not even sure that Kavush happened. What do you mean? What is the latest of Sufik? So we didn't even get to this. This is really the next Sugya. If we get to show next week's Sugya, the beginning of next week's Sugya, as to what has to happen in order for Kavush to be declared Kavush Kavushal. How long must the two things soak together? Is there a time limit? Is there a shear? I already gave it away. They say 24 hours, but that's already the end. That's the end of the story. There's a lot to get to until we get to that point. So well, let's say Leitzuya, that you have a situation of a Kavush that we're not even sure we really have Kavush. We have a Suffolk. No one was looking at the clock exactly when the piece of meat fell into the chaza soup. It's been sitting there for, I don't know, maybe 22 hours, maybe 23 hours, maybe 24 hours, 25 hours, somewhere. We're not sure exactly what. And we have a Suffolk. We personally don't know whether Kavush happened or not. Or let's say you have a Suffolk Kavush in terms of Bas Becholov. So what would that take be on Suffolk Kavush? So the Ramah says, it's not a great surprise. We have a Ramah here somewhere.
Just the Taz.
Just the Taz. I just go to, where are we? What number are we?
Seven.
Number seven. Numbers. Where am I? Is that a Ramah?
Number three.
Suffolk Kavush, there you go. Number three. The Suffolk Kavush also. Uvad v'basim chodas l'lakula. T'minat t'ayre y'asur l'rak b'shul mamash. This is again right out of earlier source, right out of Issahetar Oruch, out of other sources, that whenever you have a Suffolk Kavush or Bas Becholov, you have a right to be making Suffolk Derba Makula. But by under Isurim, Suffolk Kavush is going to be also because that's a Shalom of Suffolk Deraisa Luchumah. So Adkan Devei HaRamah. So this comment of the Ramah has started a discussion in the Gedolei HaCharamim. A very, very lumdish proportion. It's a very, very big yesaidus and lumdus of now beginning to be discussed. And we're going to use this as a springboard to familiarize ourselves with these klolim for two reasons. First of all, because these are just great klolim to be familiar with. You just got to know these. It's like just Torah ABCs. This is obvious. And number two, it's kind of hard to say you learn chulin without discussing at least a little bit about how some of these basic klolim play out in terms of chulin and then, of course, extending to kolotar chulin. So there's a huge problem with this Ramah, huge problem with this Behetar, and already the Taz raises our awareness to this problem. Comes the Taz and says, is that really true? That I have a piece of meat, a kosher piece of meat, and now it's been sitting in some chaza soup, cold chaza soup, for 23, 24, 25, not exactly sure how much, and we're going to say, Safik Deraisa L'chumra. Really, is that true? Why should we apply Safik Deraisa L'chumra? Why don't we say the following? No. What should we say, Rabbi Say? What cloud gadol? Which direction am I walking to, Rabbi Say? Where should we go? Where are we heading? We have a chazaka. We have a chazaka. May Kor in our hands. Come on, guys, remember. Who remembers? Back to Chulin. Who remembers?
It's a wall. Remember this wall? What's this wall indicative of? Bali Sanaruga. Got a good cold pen. You rock, rock, or dum dum, right? Okay, who knows the song? Who knows the words to that song? Is that some cool song somebody started? What's it called? You rock, rock, or dum dum. Sing me about the Bali Sanaruga. And then the sequel is the Ben Sir. Myron, the Yuri Dachas, everything much to follow. I got a roof up at so Rabbi said, we have a house, and Kenegan or Liba Bias, it looks like it's a nega. I come to Mr. Cohen, I ask him, please take a look. So he comes and he measures and takes that, looks at Mr. Cohen, we may have a problem here. Everyone out. And he clears everybody out of the house, himself included. Why? Because the last thing you want to do is make everybody in the house, all the things in the house, tame. As he exits the house, closes the door, crosses the street, and what does he say? Tame. And what do we say? How do you know? How do you know? Who says it's still tame? Maybe in the last 10 seconds, the nega shrunk a little bit. And it's no longer the shear. It's the shear of a nega. How big? Oh, Chris, how big is that approximately? Not the size of a penny, okay? So the nega used to be a penny, but maybe Lincoln's head shrunk a little bit. Maybe it's a little shy of a penny now. And it's tahor. How does the guy know? How could the Torah create this din of Bais and Manuga with the Kohen not being there on site, declaring Tameh as he's washing the Nega? Zemin Fendor, there's a parish of Chazoka. You see from here that you follow the status quo. If 30 seconds ago it was the size of a gris, then it most probably is the same as well. And the Gemara says, from here we derive the Kola Terakula, that we follow Chazoka. Comes the Taz and says, why can't we follow Chazoka? I have a latest asofik. I don't know whether kavush happened to this piece of meat. So I don't know whether this piece of meat became treif or not. But what do I know for a fact? That yesterday the meat was kosher. The shechita was good. The meat was salty. The meat's good to go. The meat is kosher. It has a big stamp of, oh, you want it. And now I'm not sure that something happened that detrimental to meat to change its status. So why don't I say, shtel chazacha, follow the chazacha, rely on the chazacha, and why in the world do we call that safek deraisa? Safek deraisa means when you have nothing else to go on. You have a 50-50 safek, and you have no way to know what the status quo was. There is no status quo to begin with. I find a piece of meat, I have no idea, is this chaz or not chaz? There's no status quo to this meat. When we have a meat that has a status quo to it, so I follow the chazacha, and you don't say safek deraisa l'chumma. That's the Taz's famous kasha. So the Taz Pilpul gives you a little bit of shiur. We give him a sechaz nida, those were the daf yomi, the last seven blad or so. And when all the dust settles, we're not exactly sure what the answer to that question is. So, comes the shach in the Nekudas HaKesef, right? A little comment on the side of the Taz in my Mokum number 7. Comes the shach at the end, and he says, Hocha Israelei Cheskes Kashrus Didei came with the Nishraboy. What does the Shach say? The Shach introduces us the following term. There is a what to the Cheskes Kashrus? There is a Reyesa to the Cheskes Kashrus. Now, Reyesa doesn't mean we know for certain we have a problem. Or we know for certain that it's also that it's not a Sophie anymore. We can't discuss Chazakas. What a Reyesa means is as follows. There are different kinds of chazakah. Sometimes you have a chazakah where I have no reason to think anything's changed. There's not one iota of information in front of me that's pointed to any change in status. That, for example, is the classic case of Bais HaMenuga. The Kohen walks out of the house, he walks across the street, it's 30 seconds later, is it Eila Al Hadas that anything has changed, truthfully? Is there any indication, anything pointing in the direction to be nervous that anything's changed? No. Oh, what? You don't know for certain until you're seeing is leaving. You can't see it right now, you don't know for certain. That's called the chazaka without a reisa. Comes the shach and says, the mad woman that you follow chazaka is, that's when you have a chazaka without a reisa. When you have a chazaka with a reisa, I have reason to believe something's changed. Why? Because the ma'isa, where did I find this piece of meat now? I found a piece of meat sitting in a chazasu. Now, I don't know how long it's been there. That's true, it's a sophic, but they svekel in Afka. So I can't say for certain it's been here for 24 hours. On the other hand, it may have been. So there's already something staring in the face that is already weakening the chazaka. That's called the reyes of the chazaka. And the shach seems to say, when you have a reyes of the chazaka, you don't follow chazaka anymore. And that's the reason why Chazak is not relevant, and that's why we fall back on the rule of Sfeikah Deraita in Chumrah, and that's Rishon Lerumon Yisbehem. So Shteid in the Shach. So one half-liner, in the Nekudas HaKesef, tucked away, in Tzimu Kuvay, that's the answer to this riddle, says the Shach. It's a Chazak with a Rehutsu. Rabbi say, this is a very, very difficult Shach. A very, very, very problematic Shach. And the one who takes the Shach to task, and this is who? Is a Sheif Shmaitza. So I put a lot of Sheif Shmaitza on this Marma Koimus. Okay? Did anyone figure out the whole Sheif Shmaitza? Anyone read the Sheif Shmaitza? Okay. Anyone want some help with the Sheif Shmaitza? Okay. Let's see if we can try to work it through. Comes the Sheif Shmaitza and gives you an introduction to this very topic of Chazokas with Reyuses. And Kedaka B'Kodesh walks you through all of Shas to try to show you why you think that the Shas itself is absolutely not true. Comes the Sheish Shmaitz and says, that is Yisrael of the Shach, that Chazokas only apply when there's no Reyusa, it's fundamentally not correct. It's fundamentally against a Befeirish of Mishnah. It's against the Befeirish. What's the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah? Who's going to have you have? The first Mishnah and the second Mishnah. Shama Yonah. It's a Mishnah actually appears in two places. It appears in Nida as well as in Adias. Comes the very first Mishnah and the second Nida and starts off with the following. Shama Yonah. Kol Hanoshim Dayan Shaitan. Now, for those who are learning the second Nida, have learned the second Nida. So in 70 blood from now, so when you get to the end of the second Nida, you will be scratching your head and asking yourself the following question. Probably two questions. One question you'll probably be asking us up in 7 days from now is, why am I sitting in sub-zero temperature listening to 3 hours of drushes about the Fiore Museum? That's number one. That's one possible question you may be asking yourself. Okay? And the second possible question you may be asking yourself is that, wait a second, we just finished Maseches Nida, and it took us till about Daf Ayin Gimel until we got the ABCs of what Nida is all about. We have no idea how to define Nida Deraisa, how to define Zava Deraisa until the very last Daf of the Masechta. Maseches Nida is almost written backwards. I mean, there's a reason why it's written the way, but it's almost written backwards. That the Mishnah begins, the first sugya begins with the detail, shabbat detail, shabbat detail of a din derabbanan, and then finally, 70 blot later, you get to the punchline as to, oh, gee, by the way, how do you become a Nida in the first place? It's a very similar Masechta in that nature to anyone else knows? Gittin is like that also. Gittin starts off in the most bizarre way. It starts off with the detail, shabbat detail of a din de rabban about a maybe getting dina sayam. And then a daf tzadi tells you, by the way, what has to happen in order for you to be able to, you to divorce your wife. Or like the ABCs of how to get divorced don't start until daf tzadi. So again, when you study the rationale of why Rebbe Yehuda Nasi was beset, this was clearly not coincidental. It's not a mistake here. There's a reason why we set up this way, but again, that's not our topic right now. So, Daf Beis Maseches Nida begins with a statement of Shammai. And the Gemara tells us this is one of the very, very few machleksim between Shammai and Hill themselves. The Talmidim had a lot of machleksim. There was a handful, three or four machleksim between Shammai and Hill themselves. This is one of them. It's fascinating that they're having a machlekes about the details of the details of the details of a din derabanan, which just indicates that everything else they agree to. It means everyone agrees what a Nida is, everyone agrees what a Zav is, everyone agrees with their Isis, everyone agrees to the 99.99% of Halacha, everyone agrees to. The reason why we think there are so many machloksim is that there aren't so many machloksim. If you think about it, everyone agrees to the basics. They're arguing about the details, shabbat details. It's just that we spend a lot of time on machloksim. That's where all the fun is. That's where the lumdus is. Because you know, if everyone agrees to the same thing, so there's nothing much to talk about. But we spend a lot of time talking, analyzing the nuances of what they're arguing about. But built into every machlokes, there are about 1,000 assumptions that go into every machlokes. You know, like Lamosha, you have there's a machlokes about there's a machlokes about some detail about can you remove watermelon seeds on Shabbos or not? So page of machlokes, right? What's that watermelon seeds? Whether there is or not, I'm not telling you, but maybe. So everyone agrees to what? What went into that machlokes? Everyone agrees that the Baruch Hu created the world. Everyone agrees it happened 6 days. Everyone agrees you rest on the seventh day. Everyone agrees you told Moshe Rabbeinu l'sasuk malacha. Everyone agrees malacha is the final malachas mishkan. Everyone agrees that Boyer is one of those malachas mishkan. Everyone agrees there's a concept of eichon tzolos. Everyone agrees there's a din of la'alt. Everyone agrees there's a din of biyam. Everyone agrees to everything along the way. And then at the very, 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 very end of this whole chain, oh, by the way, there's a technical machlokes. There's watermelon seeds. Yeah, no.
And every machlok is the same thing. Mamash identical, the same thing. We spent so much time yesterday talking about, Kovish Kavashim and Shabbos. Is that their Isa, their Rabban, and Chris, your place here, and others. What went into that? Everyone agrees again. The world, everyone agrees with Shabbos, everyone agrees everyone agrees there's pickles, everyone agrees here's how you make pickles, everyone agrees Kosh Kabushal, right? Everyone agrees this their rice, that the Rabbana, everyone agrees Kilokada. And now, where does this fit into the spectrum of things? So that's how Masechet Zita begins, that everyone agrees to everything except for one Nakuda. Shammai Yomer, Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaitan. Shammai says a woman sees Dam, so for us, it's only relevant she becomes Asura Labayla, but in the olden days it was relevant like Abitum Betahara. So the question becomes as follows. She sees Dam at 1:37 on Thursday afternoon. That's when she goes to the bathroom. She, oh my goodness, I'm starting to believe. There was always that fear that what may have happened, she may have really started to see blood maybe a few hours before. She just wasn't looking. She wasn't paying attention. She was staring all the time. Now, in the last hour or so, she may have touched what? Tapas, Truma, Sashemi, Kutchim, a lot of things she could have possibly touched. And now we have a latest assumption, we're not sure what to do. Should we say that, wait a second, maybe an hour ago she was also Tameya? Because if she really did have Riyas Dam an hour ago that she just wasn't aware of, that would give Tami everything she touched in the last hour. Or maybe not. So Shammai opens up the Masechta saying, Shammai Omer, Kol HaNoshim Dayin Shaitan. Shammai says, you don't have to worry about that. Everything, Hilchos Nida only begins to tick from when she finds the blood. And we assume that everything was hunky-dory until that point. Until 1:37, she must have been Tehera. That's Shammai's statement. How does Shammai have Ruach HaKodesh? The answer is yeah. But how did he make that statement? The Hevel of Shammai has Zochin. How could he make such a statement? Isn't there a real concern that maybe she started to bleed an hour ago? What's the answer? Yes, there's a concern. It's true. It's a latest Asafik. But what does the woman have? That's that she went to Nidra 2 weeks ago. So she's been Tehera for the last 2 weeks. So, Mestama, she remains in the state of Tahara until proven otherwise. At 1:37, it's proven otherwise. From here on in, we have to be concerned. So, Shammai Amikol Anoshim Dayan Shaitan. That's a Dimin HaTorah. And therefore, Shammai says, not only is that a Dimin HaTorah, there is no reason to change that Midrabbanan. There's no great, compelling reason to change that. And therefore, Shammai sticks to his guts. But the Din Deraisa, that's the Din Lamaisa. Shammai Amikol Anoshim Dayan Shaitan. And Hillel says no. Hillel disagrees and says, no. The Pekidah LePekidah. What does that mean? It means women in the olden days were constantly checking themselves on a regular basis. Women of Bisman Hazeh check themselves at very, very short intervals for different reasons than the Hilchos Nida cycle. But for most of the month, they're not checking themselves. Whereas in the olden days, they were constantly checking themselves. Why? Because they were Osechus V'Tahara. They didn't want to mess up the Taharas. So it was standard practice. They were supposed to. They were Chamo Misaken. In the olden days, they're supposed to check themselves every morning, every night. So Hillel says that, let's say she's been Osechus in Taharas at 1:37, and she knows that she checked herself at 7 o'clock this morning when she woke up. So anything that she touched before 7 o'clock, she didn't find any blood at 7 o'clock, so she knows for a fact that she did not start bleeding before 7. So anything she touched till 7 o'clock this morning, we can safely assume is still all right. But everything that she touched from 7 o'clock till now is problematic. So that's Hillel should be Pekidah LePekidah. Now it could be, let's say she didn't check herself in the last 6 hours like she's supposed to. She hasn't checked herself in 4 days. So what's going to happen? She has to go all the way back to the last 4 days. So according to Hillel, we are concerned. We're not quite sure why doesn't Hillel follow the Chazaka, but we are concerned. And concern takes us all the way back to the time of the Tyrus, even the Mafreya back to Kilu. The Chachamim Maimrim, besides Hillel and Shammai, there were other Chachamim. Everybody else said no. But Shammai was a little bit too makil on this one. Hillel was a little bit too machir in this one. And what should the halacha really be? The Chacham said was as follows. Now, there are two things you have to look for. Either look for the most recent bedika. You can't go earlier than that. Earlier than the bedika would be absurd. But even if she hasn't done a bedika in a long time, we're not going to be more machir within 24 hours. We're going to go backwards, me'es li'es. We're going to do a kosher mushul. We're going to go backwards, me'es li'es, 24 hours. And we're going to say that it's possible that she saw blood within the last 24 hours. To say that she's been bled already 3 days ago and she doesn't know about it, that's less of a realistic. And the Gemara explains why we're not so worried about that possibility. And therefore, kach tikkun chachamim, it's called tumas me'es li'es. And the Gemara, we pass like a Chacham. We don't pass in Shammai's Kula, we don't pass in Hilchos Chumra. We pass that basically all boils down to Mi'eis Le'eis. That's the bottom line. So anything within the last 24 hours we're concerned with, anything before that, we can just ignore. And we see Mishnah Tahora no more than 24 hours. But Atkan, to be the very first Mishnah Maseches Nida. Now, out of the three Shitas, which Shita makes the most sense to us in terms of pure Halacha? Shammai's Chazorah. What happened to Chazorah? So it is clear from the whole flow of the Gemara, many, many times, the first seven blad of Maseches Nida, the Gemara is clear that this whole institution of the Eish Le'eish is only what? It's only Midrabah. It's not a Chumid Eraisa B'chlau. And guess what? Not only is it a Chumid Rabbanon, it's a Chumid Rabbanon in a very, very limited sense, that it was only instituted in the realm of Kachim, not even Taurus, only the realm of Kachim. It wasn't instituted for the people of Machmed, Itachul, and Betara. It wasn't even instituted for people who eat for Truma. It's a special, special Chumrah, only for Karbonis, for Kachim, for the highest of the highest level of Tara necessary. And it was a special, unique Chumrah Rabban only in that area. By committing ourselves to that idea that Tumas Mi'eis Le'eis is only a Dirabbanan, and it's not even a Dirabbanan like everything, what are we basically, who's really right? What are we basically saying?
Shammai
is really right. And even Hillel agrees to Shammai. And even the Chum agrees to Shammai. And the only reason why they're differing in this case is, should we make this thing Dirabbanan for Kachim or not? Shammai said no need to make it. Hillel said there is a need to make it. Chum said sometimes yes, sometimes no. And again, that's the first six. We just summed up pretty much the last week of Dafyami, right? But min haTorah, and even with the Rabbanon, out of the realm of Kachim, Shammai is right. Called Noshim Dayan Shaita. Nope. What's the Sheish Meister's Kasha? Nope. What's the Sheish Meister's Kasha? He mechal reyesa gedolah minuch. This is an ultimate reyesa. This is a phenomenal reyesa. This reyesa is even worse than the Shach's reyesa. Why? What's wrong? What did he say? This reyesa and the Shach's reyesa.
Death. It's not a
suffix. We know that from right now she's Tamea. It's not even only a suffix. As suffix is, we're not sure when did her status change. In the Shach's case of a suffix kavush, it's a reyasa, but it's not of adults. It's a reyasa of a suffix that we suspect that there may have been a change in status because there is some physical change that has occurred. Maybe the piece of meat before it got thrown into the soup was not in the soup, but now it's in the soup. Now it's in the chaz soup. So there are darkness of reyesas. There's a reyesa which is just almost like a yellow flag, and there's a reyesa with a red flag, a marker screaming, saying, "Wait a second, this is real. This is a big. This is so fundamentally reyesa that from here on in, we have a real serious problem with the Rizvada in our hands." So comes the Sheikh Shmaitz and says, "But what do you see from the Beis and Nida?" You're still relying. We're still good with it. We're still good to go with it. The fact there's a reyes that's such a disastrous reyes that doesn't undermine the very basic halacha of chazaka. And true ma'isa, there is a din of the Eish Le'eish. But again, that's only for kutchim. That's not relevant for my kitchen. I'm not running a base in my kitchen. I'm talking about a piece of meat in a chazal soup. So that's chul and gemurin. So I should follow Shammai. So what's the Shach talking about? But the Sheikh Shmaitz realizes already, as we shared them already before the Sheikh Shmaitz realized, that there are other indications in Shas that don't seem to bear out this theory. There are other indications in Shas that seem to question the validity of Chazakas in the presence of Reyesos. And the Sheikh Shmaitz has to tackle those. And again, Baruch Hashem, he doesn't have to tackle them on his own because he's already going on the heels of Tosfos. There is a sugi that also appears in the first Perek of Maseches Nida. We put it on the Maamar Karmis somewhere. Somewhere could we put it? Erevin. Well, I put it from Erevin. Okay. It's okay. It appears both in Nida and Erevin. The reason I put it there is that it's a little bit clearer in the Tosfos. Tosfos and Erevin is a little bit clearer. But those who learned Daf Yomi this week will should remember this, hopefully. On the 8th of the Maamar Karmis, Noga b'yachid b'layla ve'en yadeim chayim meis. A person touched somebody in the middle of the night. It's very dark. So I'm not really sure what the person's status is. And lo and behold, in the morning they found that the person's not dead. Now what's this shayla? What's the latest asafik? When did he die? Did he die before I touched him or after I touched him? Pretty big enough. Give me like coming up after ni paradumana. What's the din? So what do you think the din should be? Before you see what the Tanaim said, what do you think the din should be?
Well, I have an unbelievable chazaka, right? There are almost like two chazakas working in my favor. What are the two chazakas? Amtar. What's the other chazaka? The guy was alive. I had all chazakas. What are two chazakas in place of one? So Rabbi Meir mitayer. So Rabbi Meir says you're right. That's not your Torah. The chacham mitamin, and everybody else disagreed. Rabbi Meir says no. That we have to declare the person tame. Why? For four words. Shekola tumos kishas mitziyasan. Because the nuchas tumah, you have to follow what it is right now. What does it mean? Kol tumos kishas mitziyasan. Means we follow right now. The guy's dead. At 8 o'clock in the morning, the guy's dead. I touched him at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. 8 o'clock last night, he was alive. 8 o'clock in the morning, he's dead. I touched him at 2 o'clock. I don't know what happened. At what point did he die? We don't have a moment for death certificate. So comes Rabbi Meir and says, yishtal the chazaka. I have a cheskes tari, he has a cheskes chayim, we're good to go. And the chum say, no, the talmid. What does it mean? What do the words mean? Did you learn this stuff, Yomi? No, didn't it come up? So how did you let this go by you? I guess at 4:30 in the morning, anything could happen. Right? So, that's a pala, no? Kol ha'tuk m'kishas b'tziyosan, you have to shtel a chazaka, why can't you follow the chazaka? Elawat, what's the answer to that question? What's wrong with this chazaka? What do we have here?
Right.
We have a reisa. And what kind of reisa is this? Pretty bad one, because now we know for a fact he's dead. If I touch him now, I talk him to him. This case is the halach equivalent to what? It's a chazaka with a disaster of a reisa that has for sure changed the status from here on in. It is the absolute halach equivalent of kol anoshim. And the problem is that when it comes to neither we say we do follow chazaka, and it comes to here, we don't follow chazaka. What's going on? So Sheish Maisa has to address this, because this Gemara is staring, this Bryce is staring in the face of his entire klal. Because the Sheish Maisa is trying to sell you the story that chazakas carry the day, even with reyesas, even with disastrous reyesas, even with reyesas we know have changed the status, we could still show off chazaka. So we must address this Gemara. So he does. And he points out to you a Taisus in Erev in the night at the Rambam Kermis. But Taisus asks this kasha: Kol ha'tumas kishas b'tziyosan. Tema the bereish nida tanan is a mistake in this Taisus. What does it say? It's not b'shem. Shama yomer. Shama yomer kol anoshim dayin shaitan. But few hil v'cham the mitam meis leis l'kiv v'kida hana dafka l'truma truma zol machlekes in the Gemara. The kachim or the kodesh dafka l'chad lishna. V'alchul v'tohar l'kul yama. What does the re say? You're right. Question's better than your answer. What does the re say? When the Chum say they never ever meant to say that's the real din. They never ever meant to say that's their Isa. They never even meant to say it's completely derabanan. They meant to say if and when you're in the area of halachas that are governed by the chumra of Neis Leis, i.e., Kachim Kodakim, maybe Shulam go together opinion, but Chuan for sure not. Just as Kohanoshim Nayan Shaitan is the name of Chuan, so too Kohatumus Kishas Mitzyasan would not apply to Chuan. Taisa says the question is better than the answer, the two are identical. These are two examples of cases where the Chazaka Mekar is Lataya, the Reyesa is Latameh. And just as it's amazing, either we do not follow the Reisa, we ignore the Reisa, we follow the Chazaka Megara, in spite of the Reisa, in spite of being the worst kind of Reisa possible, we have the right to follow the Chazaka here as well. And when the Bryce says, all the men was, if and when you touch Kachim, or maybe Truma, according to one opinion in the beginning of Nida, then and only then you have to be concerned with the Reisa. But basically, what it tells us to do with this Gemara and Ervin? That's right, okay?
What does he do with the Chachamim,
though? He just explained to you, Chachamim, that means for Kachim. Just kidding, it didn't really mean Metamin, it meant Metamin for Kachim. You know, again, if one of you guys would give this answer, I toss you out. But Ta is the reed. The reed says this all the way out. Because there's a Mishnah, what do you want from me, says the reed. You can't have a Brisa arguing. It can't be. The Gemara has seven block to try to explain all the details of when you do follow, you don't follow, and the Gemara doesn't ask, it's Kasha. Must be a Raya that this is a Chumra only for Kasha. We finished. It's not a problem. It's not a Kasha. So Sheshmai says, don't blame me. You have issues. Talk to the Ri about it.
But my theory is still good to go, says the Sheish Ma'aser. And therefore I'm convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that chazakas are perfectly legitimate, even in the presence of reyesas, even in the presence of reyesas that are such unbelievable reyesas that we know for a fact they have changed the status. But since we don't know when they've changed the status, that's also called chazakah. Chazakah is an unbelievable chiddush. Chazakah doesn't only mean that you rely on the status quo to say no change has occurred. That's simple chazakah. Chazakah is unbelievable. Chazakah means that you rely on the status quo to say that even if I know for a fact that change has occurred, it has occurred at what point? At the latest possible moment. That's also munach in the parash of chazakah. Because again, there are three different applications of chazakah. Chazakah with no reyusa. It's chazaka with a half-baked reyusa that maybe something changed, maybe something not, like the case that we're discussing with the Safik Kavosh. And then you have chazakas where the reyusa is so blatant that we know the change of status has occurred, but we're willing to close our eyes to the change in status and say, yeah, we know it happened. It happened a split second ago. It didn't happen a month ago. It didn't happen a week ago. It didn't happen now. So that's an unbelievable chiddush of chazaka. But the Sheish Ma'aser, what do you want from me? So the Sheish Ma'aser, it's a mission in the Eden of days. There's no other way to learn it. That Shamayan, I have a Gemara about Melcham Momim, Melcham Etamin. The Tosis already took care of that Gemara. As you don't like the Tosis, take it up with the Balei Tosis. That's not my problem, says the Sheish Ma'aser. And therefore, if Madach Amrei, says the Sheish Ma'aser, that Chazakah's work, even when the Rei Yisrael has changed the facts, it's just we're assuming the change at the latest possible moment. Kavachaymer, in the Rei Yisrael of the Shach, the case of Safek Kavosh, we don't even know that the facts have changed. What we know is that there's a half-baked concern that maybe something's changed. So Kavachem, of course you're going to follow Chazakah there. So the Shmaitzah says, Shach's done, finished history. Shach cannot be correct. Before we come back to the Sheish Ma'aser for a moment, what's the answer to the Kasha? Why is Safek Kavosh also? What happened to Chazakah? If the Shach's approach is not correct, are you comfortable with what the Sheish Ma'aser just did? Are you comfortable with what Taisus just did? Taisus and Erevin?
No. You got rid of the Chacham.
Come on, that doesn't bother me.
You said if one of us would say, you'd kick us out.
Because you're not the Ri. If the Ri said, I wouldn't kick him out. Don't let him say here. So Kirsch is he's picking on the technicalities, the textual. Come on, what's a couple of words? Come on. I want to, you love the Shikash. I want you to say this to the Shikash. The Sheish Ma'aser just very conveniently, following the footsteps of the Ri, created three different kinds of chazakas. There's a chazaka b'li reyusa. There's a chazaka the reyusa shenolat safek. And then there's a chazaka which is super duper reyusa. Reyusa shevadai nishtana. We know changes happen. The chazaka is where donin shenishtana b'zman ha'mu'ucha b'yoyser. This chazakah works, this chazakah works, this chazakah works. And again, the Shach says, these two don't work. But the Sheish Ma'aser says, Rayas, Sugyos and Maseches need the Mishnayos to defend themselves. What's Kashu B'yoyser?
What? Why would Kavosh?
We're just learning that. Say Simavada, what's the shayla? In Kotsk, that's what they did. So Riktis. That's the ultimate way to connect to the Rabbi. So Rabbi Sai, I'm going to institute on my shul, but I didn't. Yeah, I said that was too long, Rosh. Okay, be short to this. So Rabbi Sai, I'm sitting in my Sheish Ma'aser Chabura. And I'm bothered with the problem. I have a big cash in the Sheish Ma'aser. What's my conceptual cash in the Sheish Ma'aser? Amar Rava, Mina Milsa da Amar Rabbanon, Zil Basawat. The Gemara says that also, but that's not what I wanted. Amar Rava, Mina Milsa da Amar Rabbanon, Zil Basar Chazaka. How do you know there's a principle of Chazal? To which the Gemara, in a fascinating statement, tells us, Fair Shapasak and Pashas Tatsar, Vaisa Benuga. Right? What does that lead us to believe? Rava's formulation, Rava's presentation. Menoah Milsa Diyam Rabban and Zubasa Chazaka means I never in my wildest dreams would have ever thought of such a wild concept without a source of Chumash. And imagine for a second, close your eyes and imagine for a second that Pashas Mitzvah didn't exist. Imagine Bais HaMenuga didn't exist. And the truth is, the Gemara says it almost didn't exist because it's not relevant to Maisa, but Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem still gave it to us. But imagine a Torah for a second, it was a little bit shorter. Bakur is ready to lay in Tazrim Mitzvah, and he's tired, and Shishi just isn't there. You're missing in the Sefer Torah. If you don't have Shishi, you don't have Bais HaMenuga, what conclusion would you draw? Any time you have a Safek, would you rely on Chazaka? No. What would you say? By default, something derives from Chumra. I mean, again, you think something derives from Chumra, so derives. So whatever you think about that, but it's a Chiddush HaTorah. But I say, what's the problem? Chazok is a Gedal G'Chiddush HaTorah. I need a Pasuk to teach it to me. And therefore, it is bound by all the parameters of Bais HaMenuga. Now, this is always very tricky. We've spoken about this many, many times. When the Torah wants to illustrate us, it did. It's very often the Torah will not just say it, the Torah will describe it. The Torah will give us an illustration, will depict a certain story, and we're supposed to derive the Yesedis from that story. It's like Moshmul Debedoimer, so many things in Sefer Bereishis are like that. The Torah does not begin by Dabashem Moshalemor, be a nice guy, Vidabashem Moshalemor, you know, invite guests, Vidabashem Moshalemor, you know, care about other people, you know, be Balmidas, be Tzanuah. What did the Torah do? The Torah describes the stories that we're supposed to derive from these stories, what we're supposed to do. So even in the world of halacha, sometimes rather than saying v'davashem shleimah, this is what you do when you have a safek, the Torah will describe something, and you see that the Torah is making reference. The Torah is using these tools, and that serves as the source for dinim. So now the question becomes: when the Torah draws a particular illustration to depict a certain halacha, it gets very, very tricky because. How much does the application of that halacha have to mimic what? The original illustration. How much of the illustration is details, just technically for the storyline, so to speak, and how much of it is really for tochen? How much is it really there to teach me that the details of the halacha follow the details of that illustration? I'll give you a marshal. Famous poem, Gideon Masechus Matthes. Many of the details that your mikla are derived from what story that the Torah draws from. The Torah tells the story. What's the story? Va'asher yevosh re'eyu ba'yah v'chtov etzim. The Torah draws a picture of two guys. One guy's chopping wood, and something goes flying. The blade goes flying. The wood goes flying. Something goes flying, and it hits the other guy in the head, kills the other guy, and that's the picture of your mikla. That's the Torah's illustration of your mikla. The Gemara says in the Sefer Makkos, any and every time you go to near Miklot, it has to meet those criteria as described in the story. And what does that mean? Does that mean that you only go to near Miklot if you're chopping wood? That's the only time you go to Miklot? And what if I'm throwing a ball or something? Is the chopping wood so important? Not so important. On the other hand, there are certain parts of the story that are important. What's important? The Torah describes it's a forest. What does a forest mean? The fact that there are trees, is that important? It's not important. What's important? It's like a public area. Like I'm allowed to be there. He's allowed to be there. It's not like he came into my backyard or something. It's a different picture. What's another potentially important piece of information? Chopping wood is something that what? There's no real dvar mitzvah involved in chopping wood. Chopping wood because I need some wood for firewood. There's no great mitzvah being done. What if I'm chopping wood for some great other mitzvah? Maybe the day would be different. What if I killed somebody in the course of doing a mitzvah? Maybe the day would be different. So yeah, that's the whole setup of Makkos. Talks about which parts of that illustration are critical, which are not. So the same thing carries over now to Bais HaMenuga. The Kaddish Baruch Hu b'chachmaso al yoyda decided to describe this din of chazaka using this mashal of bayis hamenuga. The Baruch Hu b'chachmaso could have picked any other area of halacha. He could have described this principle any other way whatsoever. He could have written the chumash nabashem mashal leimar. If a piece of meat falls in tata kavash yifal chazaka, he could have written kol nashim dayin shaita. He could have written any. Baruch Hu b'chachmaso gave us this picture, this depiction. How much of this illustration are critical and how much is almost like irrelevant details for our purposes? Should somebody say, chazaka works, for tum v'tahara, but not for isra heter? Is that a good reason to distinguish? Chazal didn't think that was important. Wait a second. Chazaka only works for somebody who speaks Lashon Hara. If you don't speak Lashon Hara, so you can get Tzaras, then Chazaka doesn't work for you. It's also an irrelevant detail. So many of the details are completely off the charts, completely irrelevant. But now it gets very, very tricky. The Chazaka that the Torah is describing, is there a Reis or not? There's no Reis, not that we know of at least. I can hear somebody arguing, hey, wait a second, that's not an irrelevant detail. That's a very relevant, that's a very pertinent piece of information. Maybe the Torah is only giving us this parasha of Chazaka in a situation that is following in all of the relevant details of Bayis HaMenuga, and the only relevant detail that's of any significance is about, hey, there's no Reisa here. And that makes a lot of sense. To say it only speaks about Tum V'Tahara, not as Veheta, that doesn't make so much sense. To say it only speaks about people who speak Lashon Hara, that's absurd. But to say that it only applies when there's no Reisa, that makes a lot of sense, because when there's a Reisa, it's already shown the Chazaka there's something problematic with the Chazaka. So if the Ri is right, and Kirsch is wrong, of course the Ri is right, and by extension Kirsch is wrong, and if the Sheikh Shmaitza is right, which of course the Sheikh Shmaitza, because he's always right, and Kirsch is sometimes wrong. So since it's clear as day that Shammai, we have Shammai, Taisus, and the Sheikh Shmaitza against you, and Hillel and the Chum on the same side. So, Mechor, it's a Pelagol. It's a Pelagol. It's Hillel Gaelic from Tanon until the Gebel Yacharenim. How could there be such a din? How could you sell me this idea of Chazaka with a Reyesa? How could din number three be true? I don't even know if din number two is true. If the Torah's description is a Chazaka without a Reyesa, Mehecha Teisa, we have a right to extend it. So who has this Kasher by side? Who's bothered with this Kasher? Taisus. Taisus, love it to the Ramah Kerem, says the Chulun Daf Yudah Mevez. Kasha, the Tenech Hechet Leik Areyasa, Hechetik Areyasa, I'll give you a few examples. The Nolan Daz Lina Basa Chazocha. V'yei Shloimer, this is what Taisus says. Love it to the Ramah Kerem, everyone read the Taisus? V'yei Shloimer, Dachinami, Yesh Reyasa Gedoyla. There's a Meir Dika Reyusa in Bayis HaMenuga. I've been at this corner of the wall for the last 10 years since I built Glock. I have absolutely no idea where's the Reyusa here. I walked down, it was a Yemeni wrap-up, or down the Magris. I walked down, closed the door. V is the Reyusa. It's the Reyusa. Now forgot the Shachach Shechosel HaChashiva. What does the Torah describe happens after the coin declares the Bitami? What happens next? What happens next? You wait for 7 days. Then he comes back, and it's very possible that what?
That
shrink. So what does the Torah say? Lo matarin lemafreya kolosam shenichasu lebayis bebehesger. Excuse me, says Tosfos. The Torah does not say, gee, by golly, if you found that it shrunk, so then you're good to go. You're okay. Everything lemafreya was okay. You know why? Because there's a reyusu in the chazoka. It turns out there was never really a chazoka in the first place. It turns out that when the coin declared Tommy was all a toast, it was never really the size of a grist, and the negative that was declared to be Tommy when it wasn't really the size of a grist is Dvar Batalim. The original has the original tumor was Kiman Delesa. The Torah doesn't say that. So what Tosfos said is that the Torah does speak about a Reyesa. It takes a week for the Reyesa to happen, but the Torah does address Reyesas. And nowhere do we find in Parshas Mitzvah any shape, any mention, any resemblance of this notion, this wild halacha, that lo yitzui, that if a week later the negev goes down, Gloy Nilsim afraid, the chazaka of those first 5 minutes was never chazaka, because the nigla, Gloy Nilsim was a reyusa. Why don't we say that? What do you see from that? Munach in Parshas Mitzrayim is what? That the Chazaka is stark. And if the Nega was a gris last week at 1 at 2:06, has blanked the Nega with a gris for an entire week? And at what point do we say it went down? The split second that we just looked at it right now. Oh, amazing, what a nace. A second before the current comes in, all of a sudden shrunk. But until then, the Nega was b'chol tokfo. And Zevin for the licked in that statement, the fact that the Torah does not describe any other scenario happening, the Torah does address the Nega shrinking, because the whole parasha is talking about the Nega potential with Tara L'Tamai. Zevin for the, you see from here, that licked in parasha of Chazaka Mekara, is even a Chazaka with a Reyesa, and even the worst kind of a Reyesa, Chazaka Reyesa Shavad Nishtana. Da'anen Shanishtana is Man Ruchabi Yoyser. Tois has discovered this in Baisa Benunga. In your wildest dreams, when you read Parshas Mitzrayim, first of all, imagine you never learned Chulin. So you never even heard about, you never heard of Mashiach, you never even heard of Ba'is HaMenuga. You never heard of Pasad HaFagam. You never heard of Tzaras. You never heard of Vayikra. You never heard of anything. Chumash ended for you in Parshas, you know, Yisrael, like for most elementary schools. Okay? So it always works out nicely in the calendar because it's right around when you get to Parshas Mishpatim, when that's when like Purim starts and Pesach starts and Shavuos, Sfiras Omer, you know, and certain schools they have other things in between Pesach and Shavuos to talk about. So depending on where your kids go to school, so it keeps you busy for the duration of the year. That's why they never have to deal with the Mishka, never deal with Vayikra, never deal with anything. By the time they come back to school, it's ready time for the Chagim, and then Bereishis starts again. So most kids until they're around 7th grade think that Chumash Parshas Shavuah goes from Bereishis to Mishpatim. But if you actually luck out and you get the Parshas Metzora, and you remember the Parshas Metzora is the source of Chazaka Mekara, in your wildest dreams, it would have woken you up a minute ago and said that, by the way, how do you know that a Chazaka, even with a Reyesa, is a Chazaka? That you need a Tosis for. No? I mean, this is like, you need a Tosis for this one. I mean, I don't think Einstein could have figured this one out. You need a Tosis for this one. Right? You figured it out, Kershaw? No, okay. You still don't think it's right. You still hakam yachak about chometamin.
No,
you're done. You finished.
Yeah.
You get over it. Okay.
Can you say in the case of the Ba'is HaMenuga, that just as it really isn't tamei until the Kohen says so, so it doesn't become tar, really, until the Kohen says so?
No, but if Igloy Mill said that it was all a mistake, if Igloy Mill said that it was when the Kohen says tamei, it was not really shiva gris, that's my tamei. So Rabbi Sari, the Sheikh Shmaitza has saved the day. He's got his Taisusim and Erevin on his side, and he's got his Sigurds and Needed Updays on his side, and he's even got his Taisusim Chul on his side, and he's totally convinced that Shabbat Dab the Shach is not correct, and therefore Chazak is applied to all circumstances. Now he's got to go back to Yerodea, back to Sivan Kuvay, and solve what problem? So Taka, why does the Ramah say that Safek Kavush was a problem? He did such a great job in showing that Chazaka works. So Taka, Hadikush L'Duchta. The Shach left Shir an hour ago already. But the Sheikh Shmaitza has got a big challenge now. So come to Sheikh Shmaitza for the second half of his contribution to the Sugya. Something that we mentioned in passing a couple of Sugyas earlier, I don't remember. Says the Sheikh Shmaitza, you can't rely on Chazaka Meikara. When you have a question of whether a food became trade through Belius. You know why? What does Chazaka mean? Chazaka means you rely on whatever the status quo was, whatever the halakhic status quo was, even though there's a change. No, we assume that it still remains the same. What if you have a situation where the item has not changed? The item has never changed. We're not even addressing the status quo. We're not addressing whether this change has occurred or not. We're simply addressing, tachlis, can I eat it or not? Can I not eat it? Says the Sheikh Shmaitza, when you have a belia in something, I have a piece of kosher meat that may have received a belia. If it received a belia, why can't I eat that meat, Rabbi said? If it has a belia of chazer, because what am I eating by eating that meat? Minchas, is the meat kosher? The meat is 100% kosher. It's OU kosher. Kosher Mahadrin, and you still can't eat it. You know why? Because by eating it, you're eating chazer. You can't get the chazer out of that meat, so you can't eat the meat because you can't eat the chazer. But the meat hasn't changed. So the latest asofik zokshishmaitza is not has the meat changed its status of hefter. The meat was hefter, is hefter, is blight hefter, will always be hefter. My suffix is not addressing the status of the meat. My suffix is addressing, has there been a bli of chazir or not? If you isolate that question, has there been a bli of chazir, do I have a chazoka one way or the other? I don't have a chazoka to that. My suffix is chazir or nish chazir? There was no chazoka beforehand. The meat was mutter, and guess what? The meat is still mutter. Even if there is a bli of chazir, the meat itself, mitam atzma is mutter. And since the latest asofik is not on the etzem habasar, that's the chazaka. When do you say chazaka? We're being down on this woman. Is the woman tamei shitahira? We're being down on the tyra, so they tell me they told her. So we're being down, has a change occurred, has a halachic change occurred on this chefter. When you have a meat that gets a bli of chazir, no halachic changes happen to the chefter of the meat. You can't eat the meat because there's chazir there. But that's not a change in the meat, and therefore it's not a suffix that lends itself to the parish of Chazocha. That was the famous break. We spoke about this, right? Who remembers? Who was about to the Sheish Mice in this one? Who remembers? Yerach HaShulchan? Remember we said Yerach HaShulchan said, all Sveikas and Taroi, but everything is Lakula, because everything is Chazocha Mikor Mishai. What did you know? Mishai predated the Yerach HaShulchan. This is the famous Yisrael in the Sheish Mice. So the Emes Labita is that this is a big machlekes of Rishonim. The Sheish Mitzvah was not the first one to realize this. This is a huge machlekes of Rishonim.
Can I just say the Sheish
Mitzvah?
How do you explain this again?
Yeah. Sheish Mitzvah, Chazok means, have a little sofek on a Cheftza. The Cheftza was Mutter. Was Mutter. Now we have a sofek, did it change or not? Chazok says it was X, it remains X. By the meat was kosher. Kosher. Even in this chaz here, even if the chaz is soaked in for 24 hours, the meat's kosher. There's nothing wrong with the meat. I can't eat the meat because there's chaz in it. I can't extract. It's kavish kavushal, so there's no way for me to get it out. So I can't eat the meat. I can't wash it off and call it a day. But the meat itself, and therefore, since the latest asofik is not, has the meat changed, you can't invoke the pashka. Chazoka is only a klal you can invoke when your latest asofik is about the etzem achas itself. That's the asofik from Shvatz. Gotta sit and think about it, digest, and you spend the whole Shabbat. Gotta blow some shofar over this one. You gotta really think about this one. Wait, we're getting to Chidimah. Hold on, hang in there. So the Yemes is Rabbi said this is already an old machlokes of Rishon. There is a din that made its way into Shulchan Aruch. I put it on the Shulchan Aruch. I left. I didn't quote all the background and the Tosfos and the Rashba. But there's a din. I think you put it on the. I put it on a little bit. I put 13. Oh, I did it. Right. I already put it on the Tosfos. Okay. Everyone did the Tosfos. The 14. Tosfos in Yevamos. No, what's going on? Anyone get there? Okay. So I'll give you the background a little bit. The Gemara discusses a whole bunch of different scenarios. It gets very, very complicated, technically complicated. We'll try to just streamline for a minute. I have the following kind of a shayla. I have a pot that has a cheskes kashrus, a cheskes chulin. The Gemara happens to be talking about truma and chulin, but we can just plug in kosher, not kosher. It doesn't make a difference. I have a pot that has a cheskes kashrus to it, a cheskes heta to it. And there are two things in front of me. One is a davar asur, one is a davar mutter. And now one of them falls in to my pot. It's not clear which one fell in. That's pretty much the tzura that we're talking about. Again, I'm streamlining a lot to this case. So I have a pot of kosher food. I have two things in front of me. One is kosher, one is treif. And one of these two fell in. I just don't know which one it is. What do you do? What's the din? What's the halacha? So there's a Tais in Yevamos up in days that invokes the principle of what? Of relying on what? Relying on chazaka. Tosfos entertains the possibility of relying on a cheskes kashrus. Because after all, an hour ago, this was kosher. We have a latest asopic whether what fell in was kosher food or trefa food. We can shell off chazaka. That's what Tosfos seems to say. It's the one line.
You have the same chazaka that it's not kosher on the other piece. You have a
chazaka
that are not kosher.
Oh, no. The contents of this pot. I'm being down on this.
Yeah,
this
it's
pot.
Kosher, but you have a chazaka that a non-kosher.
No, but this pot used to be kosher. The food in this pot an hour ago was kosher.
Yeah, but I'm saying the
2 hours ago was kosher.
Yeah.
3 hours ago was kosher.
Yeah.
A minute ago was kosher.
Nothing about the pot.
Good. No. So now something happened. Yeah. Right? I don't know what fell in. So 5 minutes ago, if I would have asked you, can I eat the pot, what would you have said?
Yes.
Okay. 5 minutes later, can I eat the pot? If I was able to eat the pot 5 minutes ago, why can't I eat the food in the pot now?
Because something fell in.
Good, that's a suffix, right?
Yeah, good. But there's a chazaka that it was a not kosher piece of meat.
What's the chazaka?
The same way that there's a chazaka that it was a piece of kosher meat.
What? The chazaka was on this food was kosher.
You don't know what fell in.
This is the chazaka. We don't know which one fell in. One of these two fell in, not both of them. One of the two fell, we just don't know which one. They look identical to us. So we have no idea which one fell in. This had a chazaka, this had a cheskes hetter. And now you have a latest asofik. So you should follow chazaka. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos in Yevamos has that line tucked away in the top pebeis. You can take a follow chazaka. And the Rashba says that's not possible. And the Rashba says, even though there's a Tosefta that says that this will be mutter, if you have to read the Tosefta in light of the Gemara Yevamos, again, I'm really, really cutting out all the details for this. The only time you can be makel is only if it's a derabbanan. If it's some kind of a shayach truma derabbanan, you can be makel, but on the derais you would never be able to be makel. Because it's a safek and there's no chazaka. What's the nekudas of machlokes says in the Rashba? Is there a chazaka or not? What's the answer? This is the machlokes. This is the machlokes where the Shmaitz is Yisod is right now. The reason why the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch who passes like the Rashba says it's not a chazaka. You can't call this a chazaka and call it a day and be matter the contents of the pot. Why is this not a chazaka? Because what's the latest asafik on Rabbi Say? We have a shayla. Did something else enter into this taraybis? But the contents of the original contents of the pot were mutter and what? And it's still mutter. Even worst case scenario that some contents of treifas fell in, the original contents are still mutter. I just can't eat them because then it's arev with treifas. So therefore, the Rashba says, that's not a chazaka. We can't tell a chazaka for that. That's not a valid chazaka. And therefore the Rashba says, you're right. It would be also, the Tosefta says it's mutter. Tosefta's talking about it's a truma derabon, it's a derabon, it's a derabon, it's a don't bother me with it, but the ikaron, chazaka doesn't work here, says the Rashba. And Tazin Yavam says it does work. Tazin Yavam says it does, the chazaka works here. So the Chora, what's the Nekudas of Machlokes? This very point that the Shmei Shvaitz is raising. Shmei Shvaitz is saying that the reason why you don't follow Chazaka by Safek Kovosh is because the Safek is not addressing the Chepza, it's addressing whether something was mixed into the Chepza. That's not enough to rely on Chazaka. You can't rely on Chazaka, that kind of a Safek. So that is 100% in sync with the Rashba. But Tosfos disagrees. But that was Priyan Tosfos. Shishmaitz is so convincing. What's Pshat? How can Tosfos let you get away with Father Chazaka? Tosfos now has a pelvis. Shishmaitz did such a good job selling it to both of us. That what's Pshat of Tosfos? What is the Nekudas of Machlokes? The Tosfos and the Rashba. What is the Nekudas of Sofik? Whether the Shishmaitz's lumpus is correct or not? Don't talk about this. Who Yachap the Shai says that? Turn to Seder. Who Yachap the Shai says that after? During Shia. Assuming that you know what the Shmaitz said, do you now realize that Tosfos and the Rashba were fighting about this very Nakuda? How many hands are still up? Nobody? Do we know what the Nakuda of Machlokes is? I guess we have to stay tuned until Sunday. You gotta think about this. You gotta spend Shabbos over this. Come on, guys. Think about this. Some shul or something. Maybe a chumash chumash, okay? Think this through, because this is the aside how you say this. Is the Shmaitz right or the Shmaitz not right? I can't even say that with a straight face, but should we accept this one of Shmei Shmaitz or not? Is it Machlokes that is in the Rashba? Wherein lies that Machlokes? What is it all about? And that's going to be the riddle, the deep, dark secret why it's up in Chumash. Okay, Bessa, a little Chumash.
A little wider end.